Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Okay, James is in need of a second date update, went on a date with Hannah, and we're going to try to help him out. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm doing well.
Good. Why don't you tell us how you met Hannah and how that first date went? We'll go from there.
I met her at Moorline after a Reds game. Mm-hmm. She was with a group of friends, and they were out having a good time, and I liked her smile and her laugh, and so, yeah, I just walked up and introduced myself.
Nice.
Yeah, I've had sort of a rough summer on the whole, dating apps, so I just thought, let's do this in real life for once.
Let's go to a bar.
Yeah.
They used to do it that way back in the day, didn't they?
Go on bar.
Yeah,
let's go
right.
to a bar
That's
and hit
heard.
On chicks.
Why not?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it. I didn't even have to ask for her number. She took her phone out and put her number, took my phone and put her number in it.
Wow. Okay.
That was pretty cool. I took that as a pretty good sign.
Oh, yeah. You sensed it. You sensed interest. You went for it.
Yes.
Okay. So did you call her?
Yeah. So after she left with her friends, I texted her right away, and she wrote back. And so we talked for a few days before we planned to get together and have dinner. And I picked her up. We went and had dinner, and everything was really good. We got along great. Everything seemed, it was funny. The conversation was really good. She was laughing. And if she was faking it, she definitely had me fooled. I mean, I can pick up on things. She seemed like she was having a good time. I had a good time. After dinner, she said she had to go to her mom's. She said something about not feeling well, so she needed to be dropped off for some groceries. So I took her home, and that was that.
Okay.
Hmm.
So she wasn't feeling well, or she had to go to her mom's because she wasn't feeling well?
No, her mom wasn't feeling well.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So she needed to drop him some groceries for her mom.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I took her home, and that was that.
So you took her to her home.
Right.
Got it. And then what happened? Any follow-up?
I told her I'd call her, and she said, that sounds great. And so that was that. And now she's not returning my text or called. So I thought, maybe her mom was sicker than, maybe something came up. Maybe that was serious or something. But
yeah.
Was
that a sudden illness?
I took it as just her being like, having a cold or something. Seemed that way to me. But,
she didn't say that she's at home dealing with the after effects of chemo therapy or anything like that.
No, nothing like that to me. It seemed like something just had come up.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's weird. So she didn't return texts and calls, and it just seemed strange because, we had a really good time. So.
All right. Mm. Well, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call Hannah and see how her mom's doing and what she thought of her date with James and if there's any chance of a second date as we continue. Next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
All right, James met Hannah at Moorline Lager House after a Reds game. And that worked out in 5 minutes better than his entire summer of online dating.
How about that?
He takes an interest. Yeah, he takes an interest in this beautiful woman, and they start talking, says hello, and they're chatting. And she just took the initiative and put her number in his phone. He didn't even have to ask her for her phone number.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Should have started with that. So they go out. They make plans after talking for a few days. They do dinner. And that went great until, of course, she had to leave because I guess she had to go see her mom who was sick or not feeling well. And so she had to pick up some stuff for her. So was the date cut short or were you kind of wrapping it up anyway at that point?
No, we were wrapping it up anyway. Yeah.
So it didn't feel like some big excuse that she was making to get the hell out of there.
No.
All right.
Okay. No, I didn't interpret it that way at all.
Okay, gotcha. Good.
So we're going to call her up and trying to get a sense of what's going on here and if there's any chance of you guys going out again.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
No, no problem.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes, it is.
Hannah, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
We're Jeff and Jen, along with Fritch and Tim at Q102. We're a morning show on the radio, and we got you on speakerphone. Say hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We were wondering if you had a few minutes to chat with us on the radio. It won't take long, I promise.
I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Okay, all so right. We understand you were at a Reds game not that long ago, and after the Reds game, when you and your friends were hanging out at Moreline Lager House, you met a gentleman by the name of James who you ultimately went out and had dinner with. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
So James had a great time. Loved getting to know you. Said you were hilarious, really funny, beautiful. Had nothing but great things to say about you, right?
Right.
But he, I guess, has been trying to set up a possible second date, and I don't know if you've just been busy. He did mention that your mom wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So we hope she's okay, but have you just been busy, or?
I mean, I have been very busy, but, I mean, like, to be honest, like, I mean, you can vote, like, if you think that this is as tacky as I thought it was. So, okay. So he took me to dinner at a caterer's, and I was just like, what's going on? And we walked in, and the caterer walked up and knew his name and was, like, kind of kissing his butt. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then he introduced me as his fiance. And basically, like, he turns and looks at me with, like, and winks at me. And, like, I didn't know what to do. So I'm just like, hello. And so then it's like, oh, it goes from, like, oh, you know a caterer to, like, oh, you're scamming a caterer. And so the caterer walks over to us and, like, he, like, takes us to this table and he starts bringing us all these samples for, like, like, you know, apparently, like, he'd made this appointment, pretended that we were having a wedding.
Oh, wow.
Telling the guy that we're looking at different catering.
You're doing your tasting.
Up, like, food tasting.
That's
yeah.
So funny. So I'm sitting here listening to you tell the story. And I'm like, I didn't know you could go to a caterer and have dinner.
Yeah, and, like, so he brings us massive amounts of food, like, massive, like, all the different courses we
what
might
a great
have
idea.
For our wedding. Because I guess he lied and said we have some billionaire wedding budget. And, like, I just didn't know what to do. And so, like, you know, I waited until the very nice caterer went to the other room to, like, give us a minute to talk about it and discuss. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And he was, like, so proud of himself. Like, this was, like, the most brilliant idea he's ever had. And I was like, do you do this all the time? And he said he'd done it a couple of other times.
Oh,
but it wasn't
wow.
a regular thing. Like, a couple of times? Like, what do you think? Like, this is what he does for dates instead of taking girls to dinner? It's like, what are you thinking? And, like, this isn't cool. Like, caterers aren't rich people. Like, my family was caterers. Like, the food cost of that, like, I know how much that costs. And it's,
sure.
like, not cool.
So you got the chicken, the beef, and the fish for free?
Oh, my
and
God.
And the shrimp cocktail.
Like, we just got so much food. So much food.
Wow.
And, like, wine and everything.
Wow. Oh, wow. Food and drink?
It was, like...
Were there other people just, there, or was it just you guys?
It was just us. It's, like, so when you're trying to get a caterer for a wedding, the caterer invests money in you to try to, like, win your business. And that's basically what this caterer was doing, thinking we're getting married in
but
December.
How did it end? Like, I mean, usually when you do the tasting, you end it with, okay, we're gonna go with this and this. Like, how
well,
did this end?
I will say that we just did one of these about a month ago.
Yeah.
And we did it over at Kate's Catering in Dayton, Kentucky. And she said, well, I'm sure you've been to a lot of these tastings figuring out your wedding. And I was like, nope, this is the only one and we're picking you.
So I mean, people, a lot of people go to different ones.
They bounce around and they pick the one they like.
Gotcha,
you know, you
gotcha, gotcha.
Compare.
Okay, well, then that makes sense.
Because so
I think the same as you. I'm just going to one person. Okay.
So they made this food especially for you?
Yes, and it was so uncomfortable because, like, yeah, that would happen, you know, if the food was excellent, by the way. So, like, normally you'd be like, oh, you know, you had the caterer in mind and you would just pick them. It was just like a, you know, like a final callback or whatever. Right. It's like you knew their work and you, but like, so it was the uncomfortable thing. It would have been uncomfortable if we were getting married to be like, not sure yet. You know what? We're going to discuss it and come back to you. Like I had to do that. Knowing
that's really funny.
So more, like I am getting goosebumps just thinking, just remembering it. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
I mean, it feels like, you know, you're stealing food and then you're eating it. You're eating stolen merchandise.
Yeah, exactly. And like in this economy, it was really, it was very upsetting.
All right, James, what was going on there?
I heard about this on, somebody posted this on the internet, this idea, and that's how I got started doing it. I think the way I look at it is like they figure this into the cost of doing business. Like it's a thing that they figure into. Like your the producer said, like people go around to like multiple ones when they're having weddings. It's like it's part of the business model. And
yeah, but
like, I might get married someday, and like maybe I will try one that I will know is like the best.
Yeah, I'm making mental notes here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what they didn't factor into the cost of business? A pandemic that destroyed their business for a long time. No. So like, you should have been mindful of that. I'm just saying it's like, it's not cool. It's dishonest. It's theft. Like, I come from a family of caterers.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did not know that. But like,
well, it doesn't matter if you do that.
For the pandemic, it's safer to go to places where there's not a ton of people. And so this way, like, we
oh, my God, we met at a crowded bar. Don't even pull that as your reasoning. That's ridiculous.
If I had known you came from a long line of caterers,
I would have pulled a different scam.
Yeah. No, it's not a long line of caterers. It's just common sense.
Do you kind of find it a little endearing that you were willing to go along with it, though? Like, there's something about it that made me kind of like that you were in on it, too. You know?
Well, I mean, it would be like, it would be one thing if it was like some like conglomerate catering company, like if we're pulling the wool over Whole Foods eyes or something, but like, this is like mom and pop caterer. It's just, and what was I supposed to do? He did it like, I was kind of trapped in this situation and needed to be polite. And also, like, this man had prepared everything.
The food was
like,
ready.
This is this man's artwork, too. You know, it would be like being like, I don't want to see your show now. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was just awful. It just made me, like.
That's awkward. Okay. Yeah.
It was awkward.
All right. Well, obviously no chance of a second date here, then.
No, I think we see the world differently or something. So, okay. No.
Because I was going to send you guys out to dinner, and you could say it was your birthday and get a free dessert. But
send them to the Mexican restaurant where they get to wear the hat and they get a tequila shot.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Never mind.
I celebrated my birthday 8 times in 2022 at El Toro.
That's hilarious.
Can I just take the free dinner for the mortification that I had to endure?
She already got a free meal.
What? Thank you, Hannah.
Bye.
Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Jeff dipped out early today. It's going to be a nice day today. 71. Tomorrow, it's going to be decent for the Autism Speaks walk that you see in the morning. Yeah. But then there could be some showers tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a little cooler, a little breezy tomorrow. High 66. And then 70 on Sunday. Okay, so yesterday, Bengals game.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on.
Yes.
They broke an attendance record, which we were talking off air. We're not really sure how that works, but 67,260.
Because, I mean, there's only so many seats in the stadium.
Pack them in.
If the game is sold out, then how can it be more sold out?
That is a good point. I didn't really think about that. I didn't really sit in my seat the whole time. I just walked around and talked to people.
They sold two seats. Two tickets for one seat.
Exactly.
So now we're 2-2. It's 27-15 over the Dolphins. We're hoping nothing but the best for the quarterback of Miami. Ugh. That was kind of scary. But you were out at Bengal Jim's tailgate. He won NFL Fan of the Year.
Great guy.
This is a big deal tailgate. And we were talking about it earlier this week on the show that you were going to be out there.
Yeah.
And I got an email here.
She's
from,
got this mono.
Stephanie. Stephanie, who was a listener. Okay. Stephanie Jones. And she says, hello, I just had to share. My youngest daughter, who is 11, heard you guys talking about Molly being with Bengal Jim today. She cracked up and said, "Who is Bengal Jim?" I explained that I've heard he is a nice guy who hosts an amazing tailgate party at Bengals games and is very welcoming and even has a red carpet for his bus. She said, "Mom, I need to add something to my bucket list. Meet Bengal Jim and go to his tailgate party and walk on his red carpet." Stephanie says, "This was so funny, I had to share."
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't know. So maybe
I was nervous. I was like, "Oh gosh, did I?"
Were you in trouble?
I was a little tipsy, tipsy at the game.
But maybe we set. So you know, Bengal Jim.
I like
we have
this.
Stephanie's email here. Maybe we set something up for her daughter.
He's the. I kept joking yesterday. I'm like, it's like his wedding. You get there, and there's like hundreds of people that are pulling at him and wanting pictures and hugging him and talking to him. And I tried to snag a picture with him, but I wasn't able to because he was so busy the entire time. It is an epic tailgate. They had the tailgate floozies or the trailer park floozies where they're performing live, big live concert, and that was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, this big blown up Joe Burrow.
So how did your toast go? Because you were the Toastmaster.
You know what? I didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
Why didn't
you do it?
You know,
your Instagram story looked like everyone was toasting.
Everybody was. There was a lot of toasting and a lot of I told him, I said, "Bengal Jim, I'm over here. Come grab me." It was so loud. Yeah. I really couldn't hear anything. He kept saying, "I'm going to shout you out on the microphone and I need you to come up." And I was like, "Well, okay, you know where I'm at." And honestly, it was so unbelievably packed there that I didn't even.
Things just got too
crazy. And all my friends were showing up. They're like, "Have you done your toast?" And I'm like, "No, but I don't know if I'm going to."
It went like this a few minutes ago.
Did you have something written? Did you have a special toast prepared?
I had an idea in mind because I told you guys about how when I was in Barcelona, I was going to lead with that and talk about how when I wore my Bengals shirt, everybody stopped me and shouted, "Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Cincinnati, Cincinnati." So many people over there know of Cincinnati and the Bengals and FC Cincy. But this one guy, which I recorded a podcast of him, and it was hilarious, very drunk FC Barcelona fan, but he kept saying, "Cincinnati is the greatest country in America." He kept saying that to me over and over again.
It
so
is.
I was like, it is.
I mean,
I was
he's
like,
not wrong.
I'm going to lead with that. That was kind of where I was. And then I was just going to kind of see where the speech to the toast took me. But
see where the beers took you.
Yeah, which there were several. And I was like, okay, at that point, I was like, maybe I don't go up there. Maybe I just walked into the game and ran into so many, lots of Q fans, lots of people saying hi. Lily, shout out to her. Shout out to Travis and Tommy. I mean, I met so many great people just walking around because that's what I do.
And we'll be ready for the next game.
Yes.
You have a message for Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joe Burrow, that suit you were wearing.
And we are going to get to that next on Q102. I wanted to give a shout out to Cassie. She was voted the Marymount Homecoming Princess. So show her some love at the parade this afternoon at 5:30.
Yeah.
And you have a message for Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, that suit you wore last night was beyond spectacular. And my son Jacob would like to know if he could borrow it to wear it to the prom.
Joe, are you listening?
Joe,
if you know,
can we
Joe,
borrow
text
the suit?
Listen,
we need to know more about that suit. Yeah, that is. I mean, if you have not seen it, I can't tell if it's black or gray.
It's a dark color, and then it's got
dark,
big white flowers on it.
Big floral pattern on it, and it's fantastic. So, yeah, I Jacob saw it. I said, "Hey, you want to wear that to prom?" And his eyes got real big, and he's like, "Yes."
So now we're on a mission.
When
is prom?
When is prom? It'll be in May.
Okay, that's prom. I was thinking homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got time.
Yeah. Or he could wear it to homecoming. We got the homecoming dance. Well, they have a fall dance. It's not really homecoming, but it's fall dance. Yeah, he could totally wear it to fall dance, too.
Okay,
here at the end of the month.
We're putting this out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would love to meet you, Joe, and all of the things that have to do with the Bengals.
And we love you, and you're amazing.
But the real story here is Jacob would really like to wear this suit.
Because it's amazing.
So reach out. Our people can connect with your people
and vice versa.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.